Good morning, I'm Richard McCarthy. Joining me in studio this morning with the 4-H Beef Club in Dryden are William, Sophie, and Ramona Kreese. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the last name, you all have the same last name. You better let our listeners know if they don't know already. How are you related?
We are siblings.
We're the Kreese crew.
All right, William, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Sophie?
I'm 12.
And Ramona?
I'm 15.
Now, you're all getting ready as 4-H Beef Club members to be a part of the Dryden District Agricultural Society's Fall Fair, which does begin this Thursday, and the 4-H Beef Club will be in action noon on Friday. William, before we get to that event, tell us about a memorial that is going to be coming up at the fair.
I don't know if you know Bill Watt, but he is a member of our community who, sadly, he passed away, but he was an amazing leather worker, and he helped out in our 4-H club quite a bit. I remember a few years ago he taught us how to make rope halters. Every year we do our barn sign, and this year we're doing a barn sign in honor of him. So I'm not going to spoil it. If you want to see it, you got to come out and see for yourself, but it's a way we can thank him and a tribute to him.
Very nice. William, let's talk about what is happening noon on Friday, the 4-H Beef Club Achievement Day at the Cattle Ring. What will be happening? What will we see?
So this year, they changed the schedule a bit. Usually the whole cattle show is on Friday, but this year we have 2 days, so it's Friday and Saturday. On Friday, though, will be the 4-H show. So starting at noon, we'll have all our 4-H showmanship classes and market steer classes and all that. And then at 6 o'clock will be the auction. And then on Saturday, we'll have the open show. People from, I know we have Emo and Thunder Bay, they come.
Ramona, let's turn things over to you. I know you wanted to start off with your thank yous, thanking those who were involved last year.
I'd like to thank last year's buyers, McKinstry Chrysler, Dryden Native Friendship Center, Hillcrest Animal Clinic, Dryden GM, Fenwick Chipping, Dr. Clayton Snyder, Dukas Diesel, Dryden Tool Truck, Nelson Granite, and Tim Hortons for buying our 4-H steers. I'd also like to thank our sponsors for supporting our club.
Okay, so the market steer auction is coming up on Friday at 6 o'clock. The 4-H Beef Club Awards, talk about those.
Our awards are for our record books. We give pictures and our feed charts where we keep track of our weight and our money. The Tough Guy Award, which is for the toughest member who has duck through with their animal. We have a Grand Champion Steer Award and Showmanship and Grooming Awards. And there's probably many more.
Sophie, let's turn things over to you, the 4-H Beef Club. Tell us about some of the fundraisers that you have going on and what you have available.
We're doing hats and calendars this year. Hats are $25 and calendars are $20. The calendars are pictures of local farms. The hats and calendars are going to be sold in the milk booth at the fair.
Everybody loves those milkshakes at the milk booth. What are we going to enjoy when it comes to flavors?
We are going to enjoy vanilla, strawberry, chocolate, and rum and butter.
I wonder if I could mix all of those up together. What do you think?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay, leave it to me. I'll let you know how it tastes. Might be a new flavor for next year. You never know. All right, William. The Open Cattle Show. Tell us about that, the event on Saturday.
Starting at noon, we'll be having all classes for anyone at our fair, as we have people from out of town, from Emo, Thunder Bay, they come down to show. Anybody in town who has cows they want to show is allowed to show in that, and the more the merrier.
Okay, good stuff. The Dryden District Agricultural Society Fall Fair, the 4-H Beef Club members in studio with me this morning. They're getting ready for things to start for them noon on Friday at the Cattle Ring. So do watch for them and do cheer them on as well. William, Sophie, and Ramona Kreese, anything else you can tell us about the 4-H Club that you've been enjoying for, I guess, a few years now, each of you?
Yeah, this is my, I think it's 8 or 9 years now.
All right. And William, what would you say to those your age and a bit younger? Why join the 4-H Club?
I really enjoy 4-H, as I really like farming and the animals. Lots of hard work, help out in the community, stuff like that. You have responsibility.
We have 15 members, 12 steers to auction off, and 2 heifers to show in the ring.
Okay, thanks for that, Sophie. And Ramona, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Thank you, everyone, for coming out to watch us and making us a club.
Hope to see you there.
Thank you for all your support in sponsors and everything.
William, Sophie, and Ramona Kreese, 4-H Beef Club members, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.